The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today is Patty Finan. We're going to be talking about the 11th annual, 11 years already.
It's amazing. It is.
Art in the Park this coming weekend at the Gallup Park of Port Austin.
Yep.
Congratulations on 11 years.
Thank you very much. We're really proud of it. It's really grown. We started out with 17 artists, and now we have like 64. So it's really, really blossomed into a really special event.
And are you reaching further and further to get the artists? Are they coming from longer distances, or are you trying to really emphasize the local artists?
We get them across the state. I don't know that we've got anybody coming from out of state yet, but we do have people coming from Saginaw and Detroit and, you know, all over the state that do a lot of shows. And we've had a lot of our artists that do a lot of shows around the state say they make the most money at our shows. So that's kind of nice. We have a large crowd, and we have people who are willing to spend on art, and that's very encouraging from our perspective, too.
And obviously it's grown through the years. Is it difficult to keep a wide variety of different types of arts? I mean, imagine you could get a whole lot of people who, you know, do oil paintings and, you know, not so much in some of the I don't want to say less popular, but the more exotic.
Yeah, it is. And we have a jury committee that's elected by the group every year. And so there's usually three people on it. And they are the ones that kind of go through the applications and decide who, you know, who gets in and who doesn't. We usually do not turn down anybody unless it's something specific. So, you know, but we do have a jury committee that meets. And so we try to keep the quality of the artwork up. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I think we draw such a good crowd is that they know it's quality artwork. And we do have a pretty wide variety. We have anything from ornamental iron to woodworking to the acrylics and the oils and the painting and photography and jewelry and stained glass and fused glass and blown glass and fiber arts and just a wide variety. And I think that's what makes it so much fun.
What is your threshold for an artist? Because, I mean, there are people who do crafts.
Right.
There are people who do things, you know, that you see them, they sell them at the roadside and stuff. And do you have, like, a definition? You have to be an artist who's actually sold professionally? Or how does that work? Because, you know, people on the roadside are selling, but it's not necessarily, you know... It's more handicrafts than it is.
Right, yeah. Art. And we kind of call ours fine arts and craft, and it is. It's a hard decision. That's why I don't get involved in the judging. I'm the chairperson, and I don't want to have to be making those kind of decisions. But our jurists are usually people who are professional artists. They've sold, you know, they have, you know, marketing. I mean, just we have a pool of people that are in our group that are qualified to, that we feel are qualified to be jurors. And so they're the ones that go in and select and decide. So, you know, it's a tough process, to be honest. I mean, it's hard for the jurors sometimes to go through and decide. And, you know, but we feel, you know, we trust them and they do a good job. And like I said, we usually have a pretty good turnout.
Do you try to mix it up, you know, get new people there each year as opposed to having some of the regulars? I mean, local artists you probably want to keep around because they're your bread and butter.
Right,
and
exactly.
And part of your art guild and everything else. But, you know, you might want to, I don't know, make sure things are fresh every year.
Yeah, we do have, we don't work at it. You know, we don't go out and specifically, we have a lot of members who contact their friends that they know are really good and invite them to the show. So I think we've got like 6 new artists this year. We've got 4 more booths this year than last year. So we do have a new people coming in, but we also have the people that are there all the time, and we try to keep them in the same location so that if I want to go see Donna Rupersberg, I kind of know where she's at within the thing because she's there at the same spot all the time. So, you know, I try to do, when I lay out the grounds, I try to make sure that we keep, you know, the people who have been there for a while in their same spot and work the new people in to kind of give it some you know, variety. And we have like 3 large circles of booths, if you will, on the grounds. And we try to make sure within that group, within that circle, that there's a wide variety. You know, we try not to put 2 photographers next to each other or 2 jewelry makers next to each other. So we kind of make sure that everything is kind of spread out and kind of evenly balanced. So it works out.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, putting 2 department stores next to each other in a mall or something. It just isn't feasible. You want to spread it out so that people see some of the other stuff they may not have thought of until they got there as possibilities.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, we're really excited about it. This year we've got a special event on Friday night. We've had our silent auction every year, but this year we're going to be sponsored by the Modern Woodmen of America, and they are going to match any of the funds that we raise at the silent auction. So we are very, very thankful for them for helping us with this event. So we're really encouraging people to come out Friday night. The doors open at 6:30. We're probably going to start awarding final bids about 7:45 or 8 at the Welcome Center in Port Austin. And we have over 50 artists who have agreed to donate a piece of artwork for the silent auction. So you can go in and have some snacks, do some bids, take a look, talk to the people from Modern Women of America, and you know, just kind of get a great deal on some wonderful artwork. Some of the things when you go to the show may be a little on the expensive side, but if you go Friday night, you'll get to talk to the artists and maybe get a really good deal on an expensive piece of artwork. Last year, we asked the artists to value what they're donating for their purposes and also for ours. And last year, the value of what was donated was over $2,000. So it's not just, you know, stuff that hasn't sold in a while. It's very quality artwork. A lot of the jewelers will donate, you know, be two sets of stuff for us to raise money. And we're hoping for the proceeds this year to go towards a storage trailer. We have a lot of, we have some tents that we need to store, and racks and signs and easels and all that kind of stuff. And they're spread out in everybody's garage and barn. And
you're overstaying your welcome at right. people's places. With yeah. this. We support the arts, right, but we really need
the space. It's been 10 years for your tents in our garage now, so let's get them out. But so we're trying to find a sealed storage trailer, and we're hoping that all the proceeds from the auction will be enough to pay for it. Especially with where, you know, with us being matched, our funds being matched by the Modern Women of America. So, you know, we're
the Modern Women
Modern Woodmen of America.
What is it?
Modern Woodmen of America.
And do they just sponsor things like this, or are they a group that does woodworking and such themselves?
I believe they're in insurance, to be
really?
Honest. Yes, and they look for nonprofit groups to support in
so
the community.
Woodmen, like, you know, Hansel and Gretel.
I don't know where the name came
from.
I'm kind of interested. I want to talk to them on Friday night too. But yeah, so they sponsored something at the Pasta House last year. I want to say something for the Historical Society or something for the school maybe. And so we had one of our members was there and talk to them, and it all kind of worked out. So they're our sponsor for the auction, and like I said, anything that we raise, they're going to match, and we're hoping that between those two that we'll have enough to pay for the trailer. So we're going to go shopping probably after this event because we've got, like I said, after the events, we put our tents in huge boxes and store them, and so we're trying to get them all in one place so we can just pull up a trailer and unload as opposed to having go to a bunch of different places to pick everything up. So that's our goal. So the silent auction is a big deal this year for us. Again, it's Friday night on August 31st.
Silent auction, you know what, need to bring cash or check? I mean,
cash or check, yep, we'll take either.
You know, usually these types of things, you want to know that if it's sold, it's paid for, and then you can go on to the next thing rather than, you know, 5 days later, well, we thought better of it. And
And it does. I mean, you don't have to be there to win. So if you bid, and you have to leave your phone number at least, obviously, so we can get in touch with you. It makes it easier if everybody is there, but you don't have to be. Mm-hmm. So if you've got something else going on and you want to come in and put a bid and you win, then we'll just contact you and try to make sure that, you know, either over the weekend while we're at the Art in the Park or, you know, later on that we connect somehow and get you your piece. So, yeah, you don't have to be there to win. And it goes from 6:30 to 8 on Friday night at the Welcome Center in Port Austin.
And one of the things they're bidding on around the area is mirrors this year?
Yes, we do. We have, every year we've taken poor Dave Thummel. He's our president and he is our woodworker. And he gets to make all kinds of stuff for us. So we have done round bowls with lids. We've done rectangular treasure chests. We did trays, and this year it's decorated mirrors. So everybody, there are, I think, 14.
So you made like a basic frame for the mirror, and then other artists have to decorate.
Right, exactly. And we have 14 ones that are decorated, and they are right now, there's 5 of them at the Bad Axe Library. Bad Axe District Library is hosting us until Thursday night, and then we'll grab them and take them over to the auction. And then also at Lisa's Loft in Port Austin. So you can go and check them out. There are some amazing things. Everybody starts with the same, and it's amazing how different they turn out. There are some that have tiles of glass. There are some that are felted with material, with flowers. There are some that, Donna Rupert's book put a map of Michigan on the bottom and then took her her paintings of historic buildings that she did and kind of placed them on the map where they, it's just amazing what she did with it. So I would encourage you to get out to the Bad Axe District Library before Thursday night and take a look and put your bids in. And also,
right at the library, or
you can do it at the library. The bid book is there, and there's also some at Lisa's Loft. And
so
then,
it's a book. You know what somebody else has bid. And
yes,
you have to bid higher.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's how a silent auction works.
Well,
there,
yeah,
Craig.
But I mean,
but,
you
yes.
know, it could be just put a slip of paper in the box. So.
Oh yeah, no. You know what's been bid, and you know usually who it is. So sometimes it's very interesting. We're going to award the final bids on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Art in the Park. So you'll be able to look at them Friday at the auction.
So if you really want it. Come Sunday. And
come Sunday, you want to make sure you're, and we have people that kind of hover, you know, like close to 3 o'clock, there's some fierce competition going on to make sure that they get the one that they want. And they're beautiful. They are just amazing. Like I said, everybody starts with the same thing, and it's just whatever your creativity and imagination can do. So it's just
guaranteed one of a kind.
Yes, exactly. There's nobody else
there's
that's
nobody
right.
be getting it saying, oh, I like that. Where'd you get that? And it's like, you can't get one.
Yeah, exactly. It's mine. It's unique. So, so that's going to be a fun part of the event, too. So we've got a couple of fundraisers going on, the silent auction and the decorated mirrors. And like I said, hopefully between the two, we're going to raise enough to do to buy our storage trailer.
In the past, a lot of Art in the Park has been geared towards the kids. Is that still a good theme this year for the kids? You've wanted them to get them some hands-on experience in some cases where it's possible.
I mean,
there are certain things that are maybe not age appropriate, or just, you know, you need a little more training than just what they can show you in 5 minutes before you try it.
Sure. Yeah, we do. We have the kids tent open 10 to 5 both days. The event runs Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5. Art in the Park does. So we're not there on Monday. At the very beginning, we were all 3 days, and it just got too much for the artists to handle. We couldn't deal with it. We were all so exhausted. So we would cut it back to 2 days. So it's just Saturday and Sunday. And
it tends to be, though, a kind of a travel day. And people,
it is.
If it's
it
not
is.
Very
we,
nice. They leave town early anyway. So.
That's exactly what we found.
I don't think it's a problem this year, but
the traffic on Monday was always slower. It was always slower, so we just decided to cut it down and you know, just make sure everybody's aware that it's only 2 days. So it's Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5, and the kids' tent is open the whole time, so they can go in and make. Michelle McIntyre-Pelega is helping us coordinate it, and she has little clay kits, so they have pieces of clay that they can make into anything they want. There's some examples that they can do, but they can make it and paint it, and the kids, after they make it, they walk around the grounds with it in their hand, like it's the coolest thing they've ever done. It's just so much fun to see them. And so we have volunteers that'll be in the tent to help the kids if they need it, and parents are welcome to come in and work with the kids and help them to make something. We want to try to get that love of art instilled early in the kids. There's also artist demonstrations that I think are interesting for kids to see too. We've got 8 people that are doing demos this year. Dave Thummel will be doing his 10:30 on Saturday, and he's going to do his wood lathe. So he's our wood turner, and learned woodworking in shop class in high school, and when he retired, he went back to it, and he makes some beautiful, beautiful pieces. Dave's booth is across kind of catacorner from mine in the park, and he always has a crowd. It's just an amazing, amazing artwork that he does. So he's going to give a demonstration on his lathe at 10:30 on Saturday. Patricia Duver is going to do fiber art, so she's going to show you about spinning in her booth at 1:30 on Saturday.
You mean like yarn?
Yarn spinning, yes. She's one of our fiber artists, and so she's going to be doing it on Saturday, and then Sharon Rutz will be doing it at the same time on 1 o'clock on Sunday. So we've got 2 spinners, well, probably more than that with Millie and Moni, but yeah. So
a couple more, you'll have a Motown.
That's right. Hey, that's right, the spinners. Woo! Sandra Kinney will do her demonstration at 1:30, and she makes the most amazing glass beads. She uses a torch and melts and forms and shapes and colors. It's just amazing what she does. So she'll be doing hers at 1:30 on Saturday, and then at 4 o'clock, Sally Milholland paints porcelain. And so she's going to give a demonstration. It's one of the oldest arts that have been around. And so she paints porcelain, and she's going to give a demonstration at 4 o'clock on Saturday. She's a teacher.
Is that basically, like acrylics on the paint rather than something then you fire to get
No, actually you do fire. Yeah,
you fire
you do fire it after
so
you paint.
She's using the whatever they call that, the slip or whatever they use to get colors that don't necessarily look like the colors when they're fired. So
yeah.
It's kind of interesting to see how it looks going in and how it's going to look coming
right,
out.
Right, coming out, yeah. And her stuff totally is different. Just, it's very beautiful. She has a lot of flowers and just, it's really, really pretty. Deb Keen is our wood carver. She does feathers made out of wood. It is the most amazing thing you'll ever see. It's very, very detailed. And she also does watercolor. So she's going to do a demonstration at 10:30 on Sunday. Sharon Rutz, again, is another spinner. She'll do that at 1. Alice Yarrow is our stained glass artist. One of our we have multiple stained glass artists, but she'll be doing that at 1:30 on Sunday. And then Karen Meller is another stained glass artist, and she will do her demonstration at 4 on Sunday. So the demos are 10:30, 1, 1:30, and 4, and it just depends on who you want to see. But we think that's another great way to get the kids involved, too, is if they go and see something happening and see an artist actually doing some work, it might get them inspired to get involved, too.
And show them, you know, what it really takes to make something. It isn't just something you pop together in 5 minutes and
right.
say, look, see what I did. It's something you have to plan. It's something you have
right.
to have to work with. And when you're doing like stained glass, you're dealing with lead, which isn't a really friendly
right. Yeah, you've got
to
do all the yeah, you've got to do all the soldering and lay out
and
the pieces and shape the pieces. Yeah, it's amazing to me. And we also have some of the Thumb Industry Group people are going to come. John Edwards is going to bring some of the members there that they work with stained glass as part of their therapy, and so they're going to be there with their. They've got a booth this year too. For the Thumb Industries, and so they'll be there selling some of their stained glass. But it's amazing to me because you have to set the pieces, you know, you've got to cut the glass the way you want it and make sure it's shaped and you know, make sure the edges are okay to glue and then put the, not glue, but to solder. And so it's just a lot of work. And
you have to learn
amazing.
The mathematics of, you know, you've got to account for that that lead in between when you're cutting your pieces.
Yes.
Because when you get to the end, it isn't going to fit right because you have three pieces that are a quarter of an inch longer than the rest.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it is. It's very, very interesting to watch them do their demos. And so that'll be, you know, that's a fun part for us. It just gives people another thing to see. Along with the bands, we do have entertainment and food. So this year, the National Honor Society from North Huron.
What are those of us who think food is an art form.
Food is an art form. That's right. That's true. I have partaken of some of that art form. Yes. So North Huron is going to have the food available for sale, and it's a big fundraiser for them. They do a lot of stuff throughout the year, and this helps them to pay for that. So it's a very big support. And then also we have the entertainment, the bands, and they're the same as last year because everybody seemed to enjoy them so much. So 11 o'clock on Saturday is the Bill Denbrock Big Band, 14-piece big band with swing, Glenn Miller. It's just a wonderful time. Everybody loves their music. 2 p.m.
But they perform at an actual place at Art in the Park. They're
yeah,
not wandering like minstrels.
Yeah,
they're,
no.
They're
no,
in
no.
one spot,
yeah.
and that's where you go and you sit down on the lawn.
On the
or
lawn
with
and bring a chair or bring a blanket, whatever you want to do, or on the hill. And we have like almost a nice little natural amphitheater there, but yeah, they're underneath the pavilion. There's an extension on the pavilion when they built the new one that they put in there for entertainment, and so that'll be 11 o'clock is Bill Denbrock, 2 o'clock is George Swadler, who's I would say probably more on the folk bluegrass kind of. It's a trio of them that will play, and so they're more on the folk music type of thing. Sax Appeal will perform at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and they're a husband and wife team that perform. He plays the sax and they both sing, and they do a wide variety. They've done everything from pieces.
How do you play the sax and sing?
Well, she's yeah. She sings while he plays the sax, plays the sax, and then stops playing the sax and sings. So
okay,
I'm
just wondering because you know, in high school
yeah,
band,
yeah,
I played
yeah.
the saxophone, and I couldn't talk when I was
tooting
my own
so
horn.
So I bet your mom said, "Play your sax, Craig. Play your sax."
She just said, "Thank goodness he didn't want the
drums."
Drums.
See, I had a brother with drums. I'm with you. Yeah, so it's very good. They do a lot of cool things. They do some top 40. They've done stuff from Phantom of the Opera before. So they do Frank Sinatra. I mean, they do a really wide variety, and we are thankful they're coming back. They've actually moved to Florida, and so they plan to come back every year for Labor Day. So we're glad that they're back because
yeah,
everybody
we're
just loves
to get
them.
Away from the hurricanes.
I guess. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday will be the Spring Street Boys. They're the local band that plays at the they're at the farmers market usually, sometimes on Saturday mornings at Port Austin, and they are actually going to do their own concert Saturday night in their lawn down in Port Austin. So if you want to grab your chair, and I think it's at 8 o'clock. on Saturday night. So they'll be performing at 2 o'clock over at the Art in the Park. So so Saturday at 11 is Bill Denbrock. Saturday at 2 is George Swadler. Sunday at 11 is Sax Appeal. And then Sunday at 2 is the Spring Street Boys. So come on out, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, whatever you want to do. Listen to some music, have some food, and see the artwork. It's just a really fun weekend.
And it's easy to find in town?
Yes, if you head north on our 53 and take a left at the light on the 25.
Well, if you go straight, you're
going
right.
to be in water. Yeah, you're going to be in the marina. So we're hitting the dredge boat. Yeah, so take a left at the light, and we're down on the left-hand side. You'll see all the tents. It's pretty visible when
pretty
you get
obvious
there. Yes,
there's something going
there's
on.
There's something going on in the park, yeah. So it's a great weekend in Art in the Park this year, this weekend, because you can go to the farmer's market, which runs 9 to 1 on Saturday, come out to our place and see Art in the Park. The Haven is also right next to the theater, is also putting on like a fiber art and used clothing and all kinds of stuff going on. So they've got an event going on too. And, you know, stop at some of the restaurants in town and get some food. So it's a really good weekend to do a lot of different things. If you don't want to do the crowd on Saturday, then come on Sunday. It's a little bit more relaxed. But we usually get, we think between, it's so hard to tell what number of people, but we think between 3,000 and 5,000 people come through over the weekend. So it's a very, very popular event. And we've had people that tell us, I come from Ohio every weekend, every year for this. So it's got its name known. And among the artists, it's one of the, one of the most profitable for them. And we calculate how much we collect between the artists' gross profits and the nonprofit group so that we can report on our grant funding. We get grant money from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, MCACA, and so they give us grant money, and that usually pays for most of the advertising and the bands. And so, that's a small piece of what we spend, but we are thankful for that money because we couldn't put it on, I don't think, without the grant money. So we have to report back to them and to show the economic impact that we make on the community. And it's huge. It's absolutely huge when you take into account all the money that gets made by the artists. I mean, it's not their net, right? It's just their gross and what we bring in for. I mean, I think the Honor Society usually makes over $1,000 over the weekend. So it just really brings a lot of money back into the community. So it's a good cause all the way around.
Now, you don't get any commission on anything sold at the Art in the Park,
do you,
from the artists?
No.
It's just the artists there, and you sell, and you get what you get, and so be it. So there's not that markup.
Yeah, no, we don't. And we have a booth fee that we charge, to be in it for members and for non-members. So there's two different, if you're a member of TAG, you get a cheaper rate to get into the show. It's one of the perks of being a member, and anybody can join. We have people that just are supporters of the arts that want to support, and it's only $20 a year for an individual membership. You can do a business, you can do a 21 and younger student application. So, because again, the kids are an important part. We gave a scholarship out this year, and I'm gonna massacre her last name. It's Gabrielle Makritz, I believe is how you pronounce it. I'm sorry, Gabby. She was our scholarship winner this year, so she got a $500 scholarship to go to school and to college next year, and we award that every year. So
don't worry, the check will be spelled.
Yeah, it's already probably already out to her, but we awarded it at the meeting in July, and I wasn't there, so I didn't get it how you pronounce her last name, but it's Makritz, I believe is how you spell it. So Gabby was our scholarship winner this year. So we really do, try to get back to the community as much as we can. We've painted murals for the Pirates Festival that was just this past weekend. We did the painting of the where kids can put their face in the hole in the shark's head and, get their picture taken kind of stuff. So we painted that. We do designs for banners. Some of our members helped to design the waterfront sculpture that was put in Waterfront Park in Port Austin. So we try to get back to the community as much as we can as a group to help bring art to the community. So it's just a wonderful show. We have such a good time. I look forward to it every year, even though it's a crazy time of year for me. But I love it. I love being there with all the artists and seeing how creative everybody is. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the new artists this year too. So,
of the professional artists that come in, when you think of it, you think of maybe retired people or something. Do you find them rather young starting off that actually make a professional stamp for themselves?
Yeah, it depends. There are some that we've had that have, a lot of the members and non-member, I mean, a lot of the artists that are there, have degrees in design or degrees in graphics or art education. We've had a couple of people that taught art in school. Donna McCaddy is one of those. And so a lot of them have a background in art. Most of them, I don't know what you consider young. I mean, I guess like right out of college, I don't think we have many that are that young. Most of them are in their, you know, their mid-30s and on, probably, I would say.
Well, it takes a little time to get a reputation.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And to get enough work. I mean, we've had some people, and it's kind of fun to watch because we have what we call our members tent or the welcome tent. And that's where if you don't have enough to staff a booth, if you don't have enough artwork done, but you just kind of want to see what people are thinking and if they'll buy it, you can pay to be in the members tent. It's a very small fee. And have, you know, like part of a 10 by 20 space tent and just put a little bit out. And we had very crowded last year. And of those, some of those artists, three of those artists are now in their own booth this year. So it was enough of a teaser and enough of a confirmation of what they were doing to say, okay, I can do this. And if I work to get my inventory, then I can have my own booth. So two of the ones that were in the member tent are sharing their own booth. Mary Jo Monti has photography and fiber arts, and she's going to have her own booth this year. So it's a kind of a way for people to ease in, if you will, to that kind of environment. And this year we're going to have some people that just maybe don't want to go to the hassle of setting up a booth and just want to have their stuff out and kind of have time to walk around and enjoy and give some relief to the artists and stuff. So, you know, to give them some, you know, lunch breaks and those kind of things. So it just works out really well. So the members tent is going to be where the mirrors will be. And Judy Marion and Jane Mays and Jeffrey Peterson are going to be in there. So there's just, you know, where they've got maybe just a little bit or they don't want to set a tent up and be tied down all weekend. So it's just a really good, we find that it works out really well for people to give them a start to see if they want to do it. And if, you know, if the market is there, if you will, and kind of go on and do their own thing in their own booth. So it's kind of exciting, very exciting.
Now, do the artists allow for maybe commissioning a piece? You may see something in a style you like, maybe it's not big enough, maybe it's the wrong color for your decor, and you were looking for something a little different. Do most of the artists take things on kind of a commission basis, saying, you know, hey, I can do that for you, it'll take a little time, but you know, that's another way of generating sales
there? Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of people that that have done that. I know Alice Yarrow, who's our stained glass, has done a lot of custom windows for clients. I've had
you can't have every letter of the alphabet display.
Oh, now stop.
Want an R.
It's and it is. It's interesting. We've had we had people that had who was it that was there? I don't even remember. But she ended up having I think she said she made more in commissions than she did at the show, which was fantastic for her, right? So it's like, come in my house and help me decorate, you know, kind of thing. So, and I've had people that have looked at my, I mean, I usually have, I'm a photographer, so I have my photos and albums, and if people want a certain size, you know, cropped or framed or matted or whatever. So I've worked with a couple of people, you know, where can you come and take a picture of my garden? My husband really likes the garden and I want to give him a picture for birthday or whatever. Or, you know, I want to set up, you know, I want white frames and I want this picture, but I want like three different versions of, you know, so that kind of stuff. So we kind of, I mean, it's up to each individual artist, but I know that we have quite a few that have gone through and done, you know, we have one lady that painted somebody's dog, right? They wanted their dog, you know, in a watercolor or an oil. And so Cindy had done that. So, you know, it's just up to the artist. And if it's something that you want to see, then definitely talk to the artist. And you know, I know Bad Axe Ironworks will be there. So Brian Kennedy will be there. And I'm pretty sure that he takes, you know, he does custom work for you too. So he brings a lot of different ironwork things for like the garden and the house and, you know, window boxes and all that kind of thing. And I'm sure that he would, you know, work with you to do an individual piece if you have a specific request.
I would imagine, though, you have to be you know, kind of aware of the artist you're dealing with, too.
Sure.
I mean, you don't want to define it so much that you're
taking,
you know,
the creativity
out. Out of it, you know? if you know what I mean, because they want to put their own stamp on it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's a, you know, that's a dance between the artist and the person doing the commissioning, right?
So, you know, there are people who think, I'm paying for this. I want exactly
what I want.
And it's like, you know,
well, yeah, I could do that, but yeah. So it just depends. And like I said, if you've got an interest or you see something in a booth, definitely talk to the artist that's there and you know, talk to them about it and see if what they'll, you know, what they can do. Sometimes it may take longer, right? It may take longer to get something done, especially, you know, like the stained glass. I know Alice spends hours on each of her pieces. So,
and especially if you're working off a picture they took as opposed to one you went out and did, and you know what you want, you know, you've got the framing right. And you know, this is the part I want to do.
Right.
Opposed to having it this tiny little bit in the corner of the picture that, you know, okay, blow that up and see if it's not grainy enough that I can make something.
Right, exactly. And some people I've had that they just want the print. You know, I do a lot of mine framed because I know when I go shopping, I don't want to have to buy something and then go get it framed. I want it to take away whatever I can hang on my wall and go home and hang it. So I do a lot of things that are you know, that are framed already. And Bill Diller is there, and he does more prints and does matted pieces and note cards and those kind of things. So everybody's got their own feel for how they want to present their artwork. But I've had a lot of people that say, can I just get an 8x10 of that? Because I know what frame, you know, I know where it's going, and I know what kind of matte color and stuff I want to put on it, but can I just get a print? And I've done that too. So, you know, I think most of the artists are willing to work with people if they've got a special request. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's exciting to, for me anyway, to work with them and say, okay, what's, you know, what are the color schemes and what kind of colors do you want to bring out and what kind of matting and that
and this,
kind of
this
stuff.
This is the color matting that'll bring out the picture.
Right.
You know, there's other, if you're doing black and white, it's a whole different story than if
sure.
you're doing color. And if you're doing color, it's whatever color is dominant in there. You want to
right.
make sure you're not washing it out.
Right.
And making
and
it one
up,
big blur.
Right, exactly. Or pick out one little piece that has a different color and that'll pop the whole picture differently. So it is. It's a lot of fun. It's part of that, you know, challenge. And that's what I have to do every night this week is get my pieces framed that I bought frames and pictures for. Yeah, it's just, you know, this is an intense time for all the artists, I think, just getting inventory ready. I know the pottery, you know, we have a lot of potters that are going to be there, and they're firing their kilns and getting stuff dried, and you know, the things that take a long process, it's, you know, you're starting months ahead of time to get inventory ready to go, so... yeah, we have so many different artists.
Do artists
though.
Sweat leaving their stuff there overnight? If you know what I mean, this is my life's work.
We actually have a security guard.
Well, I know
that
but I
walks,
mean,
but
know,
yeah, no.
They're like, oh my gosh, I work so hard on all this stuff, you know, and you have to worry about it and.
Yeah, sure, we do have a security
like
guard.
Like leaving your children with the relatives the first time.
And we've,
like,
yeah,
no.
we've had people that, you know, I don't want to give it up. I worked so hard to make it. Now I don't want to sell it. You know, and I've done that with a couple of my pieces. If I,
With photography, you can print another.
Yeah, I can. But to find that right frame, I mean, I've got one that I took out in Washington, D.C., and it's an old beech tree with a lot of roots coming out. And I found a frame that, like, almost mirrors the roots. It's just, like, really kind of knobby and knotty and around the edge. And I won't sell it. Because I just love the combination and the matting worked really well. So I'll put it out and say sold on it just so that people will see it and maybe want to order a different one. But, you know, there are some pieces that, and I, you know, won an award, you know, second place for one of my photos, and I won't sell that one either. So I'm sure every artist has got those pieces, you know, that they just want to kind of keep and maybe put on display and go from there. But yeah, it is. It's tough. I don't leave mine overnight just because of the dampness. I don't want my mats and stuff getting damp. But it's up to each individual artist. You know, usually they close up their tents pretty tight, and we'll have a security guard walking Friday night and Saturday night to kind of keep the rowdies out. But we usually don't have issues with that. We've had, you know, some kids riding bikes through in the middle of the night or whatever. And
it's just, you know, if it were my work, I'd be like sweating it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, this is you put so much into
it. I've worked hours. Yes. And I mean, 1 year before we started getting security, we had a tent stolen, believe it or not. We walked in to take the tents down. We get the sheriff's crew from the Huron County Sheriff's Department, and they come and help us set up and take down. And a 10x20 tent, somebody came in, took the tent down, and walked away with it. Now, why anybody would want to steal a 10x20 tent, I have no idea. So after that, we got security, and, you know, that's part of our budget, and our grant money goes to help pay for that, too. But, you know, so there's security out every night, and it makes sense to do that. I mean, we should have probably had that from the beginning. I don't think it was very long after we started that we had that happen. But, you know, so they'll come, and the sheriff's crew will come and help us take down, too, and pack up and everything. But so it does. We get the community involved, and it's, you know, it kind of takes a village. So it takes everybody to come and see, especially for the silent auction. We really do encourage everybody to come out and get some really good deals on some wonderful, wonderful artwork, you know, and especially that'll help us to raise enough money, hopefully, to get our trailer. So we don't have to dip into those general funds for that kind of a capital expense. We can't get grant money for capital expenses, so it needs to be stuff that we raise. And so we're hoping that everything that we raise this year goes to that, and then, you know, it'll cut down on some of our other storage expenses, too. So,
any pre-viewing of the artwork for the auction? Is it going to be set up and you can peruse a little bit maybe earlier in the day? Or is that type of thing not... I mean, I'm not trying to get you in trouble here. But,
oh, yeah. No. The doors will open at 6:30.
So you'll have some time.
Yeah, you'll have some time. We usually don't start awarding the final bids until like 7:45, almost 8 o'clock.
So there's enough time to snap a cell
sure.
phone picture and say, we got to
have
this.
Hey, what do you think? Yeah, exactly. And maybe get some dinner. We had it earlier and we didn't get the crowds that we wanted, so we pushed it back a little bit later in the day so people come coming up on a Friday night can get some dinner and come in and still see the artwork and get some bids put in and, you know, maybe come in and sit around. We have a lot of artists that are still setting up at 7 o'clock at night, the night before. So it just depends. There are a lot of artists that will be there, you know, just to help them to set up and to run it and kind of to talk to people. And so the silent auction is almost like a preview party for Art in the Park. You'll see a lot of artwork that will be, or the type of artwork that will be displayed over the weekend down at the park. So it's just a really fun weekend. We have a great time.
Well, I wish you well. I wish you a good turnout. And
thank you so much for having me, Craig.
You're already looking at year number 12.
Yes, we will be looking at that. Grant applications for that are due October 1st, so it'll be a very quick turnaround. But
people sign up to be there next year as early as being at your event this year? They say, hey, I want to be here next year. Sign me up now.
Yeah, we do have some people that just take their, you know, some of their profit from this year and give us the sheet with the money on it, and it's done. So we'll have membership forms there at the welcome tent. We'll have applications for next year, which reminds me I need to print those. We'll have applications for next year at the park too. So if you want to pick something up, if you think, hey, I could do this, you know, you could give us your money and we'll reserve, you know, put you in the list for next year. A lot of the artists that come, you know, they just kind of give us their application for next year ahead of time. And we also collect surveys from the artists just to kind of help us, you know, how can we make this better and what can we do to make the show better. So Sunday afternoons we hand the surveys out and that helps us to know what we can do to improve each year. So you know, and it's helped us a lot to get feedback on what we need to do better and not. But fun thing, Friday night, 6:30 to 8 at the Welcome Center in Port Austin, right at the light. And then
the brand new,
it's just gorgeous. We love having events in there. It's just a beautiful place.
View of the lake.
Oh, it's just everything. And our Silver Bell sale in December will also be at that building. So it's just, it's fun. So 6:30 to 8 at Welcome Center and Visitors in the Welcome Center at Port Austin. The show runs 10 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday. Entertainment, food, artwork, kids' tents, demonstrations by the artists, all kinds of stuff going on. Farmers Market will be 9 to 1 on Saturday, so you can come and see all that. And then there's also an event going on at the Haven Antiques, which is next to the Community Playhouse. And they're going to have an event going on the weekend, too. So lots to do.
Busy weekend in
Port
Austin.
Lots to do, yes.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Our guest today has been Patty Fine, and we've been talking about Art in the Park and all the other events going on in Port Austin this upcoming weekend. Do want you to stay tuned. Coming up the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.